Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies. Welcome to Middle Age Mini 231. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Sean and Todd, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, my brother?
How's it going?
You're not fading or anything over there, are you?
A little tired.
Getting a little bit late. It's past 10 o'clock. That's past our bedtime, yep. Right? That's all right. Well, we are here on a wonderful night. We are toddless, so it's not as wonderful as it could be, but it's pretty wonderful still. We've got good topics here. The Fool was my choice, right? Castle Frankenstein. And now we are on to the mini topic. This is going to be Todd's choice, and it is Captain Grant's Inn. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
This place is... How do you say it? Old?
They all are that we talk about, right? It is. It's kind of enduring, though, right?
Yeah.
If you look it up, it comes up as Captain Grant's 1754. It is a historic bed and breakfast set in the mid-1700s homestead, offering a quaint and cozy atmosphere with unique furnishings and a peaceful setting. Guests enjoy comfortable rooms, a delicious homemade breakfast, and warm personalized hospitality from the host Ted and Carol, who are frequently praised for their attentiveness and flexibility. The inn, is that like joint flexibility, you think? Probably not.
That's, yeah, double jointed.
That's probably it. The inn features a large backyard patio, game room, and a welcoming living area ideal for relaxation. It is particularly appreciated by those seeking a charming historic retreat close to Foxwoods, yet removed from the noise and crowds. So it is in an interesting little area. But of course, we're going to bring you some historical aspects of it, but we're also going to bring the creepiness as well.
Oh, yeah. Some of the historical background. Captain Grant's Inn is located in Preston, Connecticut, and was originally built by, you guessed it, Captain William Grant. For his wife, Mercy.
You're like,
oh. And their children. The inn has a rich history, having served as a shelter for soldiers during the Revolutionary War and for runaway slaves during the Civil War. It has been recognized as a historical site and is listed on the National Register of Historical Places.
Uh-huh. It looks really nice. It definitely looks like a place you'd want to visit. Comfy, cozy, you know, all that kind of stuff. But there is a lot of interesting history, especially as old, you know, it was built in 1754. And this is an actual ship captain's home he built for his wife. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Captain Grant was lost at sea. There is a picture of him, and he looks like, you know, the old captain. It looks like from the picture of him. That still hangs on the wall. It makes you think of like Scooby-Doo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh my gosh.
It's fish sticks.
Exactly. Well, that too. Yes. Gordon's. Right. Oh my gosh. Although I don't think that guy comes off the box and haunts anybody, but that's why I was going to say this, like the picture of this captain. Like
different kind of haunting.
It haunts your gut, right? I think we're both losing it, aren't we? That was just the pickup we needed. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh man.
Well, from there.
It has a haunted reputation.
Mm-hmm.
The inn has gained.
Excuse me. There's no excuse for you. Yeah, there is.
Man. Getting tired. The inn has gained notoriety for its paranormal activity, particularly after being featured on the Netflix series 28 Days Haunted. Guests and staff have reported various supernatural occurrences, including strange noises, moving objects. I'm reading it as I want to read it.
Yeah, right.
And sightings of ghostly figures. The spirits are often described as friendly, but per- protective of the inn. So don't go in there trying to mess the inn up.
No.
They may get a little hostile.
That's right. So the Adelaide room is apparently a hot spot for paranormal activity. A guest reported seeing a woman wearing colonial era clothing with two children. Others have heard random knockings. The TV turns on and off sporadically and have even seen the shower curtain fall to the floor with no explanation. And I think that's the Adelaide room, I believe, is the wife. So, yeah. And I don't think I mentioned we went off on the fish sticks conversation. He was lost at sea. The captain.
Yeah, you Grant. Said that.
Did I say that? Yep. Okay, so he was lost at sea, and then she never remarried, and you know was basically a mourning, grieving widow. So yeah, it's kind of sad. It's like a sad story, right?
So, like you said, Mercy Adelaide, the most famous spirit associated with the inn. Mercy is said to haunt the premises, often appearing in a colonial gown and accompanied by her children, like you said. She reportedly waits for her husband, Captain Grant, who died at sea. Guests have claimed to see her at the foot of their beds or pulling down shower curtains. The foot of the bed thing. you hear that often. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see anything at the foot of my bed.
No.
Because when, to me,
is that why you keep your feet covered? I do. That's why I do.
No, I don't keep my feet covered all the time. I don't know. It's just that you're in bed, you're relaxing, you're safe space. The last thing I want to see is a figure standing next to me by my bed.
Yeah,
I'm going to come up swinging.
Not your thing. For me, it's I don't want that either. I suppose, but. That you talk about that like I think about want people to have their noses. Like I can't, it's very off putting for somebody not to have a nose. It's monstrous to me. Now but there are people that don't have noses, just so you know. But it's something that you don't see commonly. But I've dreamt of like not having a nose myself and thinking, where'd my nose go? I've got to have my nose, or like, you know, the skin like just like flaps open.
So you don't like the ghoul off of Fallout?
I do not. Series. I do not. Which I, you know, I've kind of gotten over it a little bit, but it's not something I like. Like I don't like not having a nose. Now it's like Skeletor doesn't bother me and all that stuff, but like
Red Skull.
If you and I were sitting here and you didn't have a nose, I could not sit here and talk. I'd be like, okay, Nate, you're gonna have to cover that hole or something because I see your sinuses. I have had a patient way back in the day, and they did not warn me that this lady didn't have a nose. I looked in her history; there was no mention of this specifically, and then when I went in there, she had no nose, and the nurse thought it was the funniest thing. Like, but it's hard to deal with.
Dan Aykroyd really on Nothing But Trouble.
Yes. Yeah. There's all kind of different examples, right? But it is not my thing. So, yeah, you don't like the people at the bed, and I don't like no noses. We'll agree to that. Those are our things, right? I'm not really scared of it. It's just like, I don't like it. Like, I don't like that. Yeah.
There's another spirit.
Ooh.
We will call her Deborah because that's what they call her. Another spirit believed to haunt
little baby.
the inn is Deborah, a young girl who is buried in the nearby cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
She has been known to startle guests and staff alike. She's a startler.
She's a startler. Startler. The cemetery is my favorite part of it. I really like the fact how old it is. And it says the cemetery holds the graves of the Whipple and Gallup families, but it's not just the history that draws people to Captain's Grant. It's the hauntings. So, which I totally agree.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Visitors of Captain Grant's Inn often report a mix of eerie and charming experiences. While some describe the atmosphere as spooky, many guests enjoy their stay without encountering any paranormal activity.
Yeah.
The inn's owners embrace the haunted history, using it as a unique selling point to attract guests interested in supernatural. Count me one.
All I can think is fish sticks. I'm like, oh, fish sticks. It's like, you kind of ruined this place for me, by the way. Or actually, maybe you just added a whole beautiful layer to it.
Oddly enough, it says here that They serve fish sticks on Friday nights.
They do not. Do they really?
No.
Oh, darn it. I want.
Oh, they might.
I want that to be true. I bet they do. Let me tell you. So this is, in 2003, CNN recognized Captain Grant's as one of the top haunted places to stay on Halloween. And with good reason, the inn has been featured on A&E's Psychic Kids, As If Walls Could Talk, drawing visitors intrigued by its paranormal activity. Many of the hauntings are believed to be linked to the nearby cemetery where several of the inn's former residents rest, including its most famous or infamous spirit, Mercy Adelaide Avery, excuse me. Legend has it, Adelaide, still waits for her husband, Captain William Grant, Billy Grant, right? Who was lost at sea. She is frequently seen in the room named after her, often pulling down the shower curtain. What is it with the shower curtain, right? She's looking for fish sticks or appear at the foot of the bed, like you said, sometimes with two ghostly children by her side. She's got to have company, right? You never haunt alone. Guests have reported other strange occurrences, such as televisions turning on and off, loud bangs, and objects disappearing only to reappear in strange places. That's pretty common, isn't it? Adelaide also has been spotted on the main staircase, and other spirits, like a young girl named, you talked about Deborah already, Adams, known to haunt the inn. You already talked about Deborah. So Debbie, she's buried in the cemetery, and she just can't stay put. Oh, this says afterwards, after you get your haunting fill, it says you can go back to the inn for pumpkin bread, spiked cider, and the sharing of ghost stories that have accumulated over the years. Things to do. While the spirits of Captain Grant's inn provide plenty of entertainment, the surrounding area offers a wealth of attractions for all tastes. Located near the Mohegan Sun Casino and Foxwoods Resort, guests can enjoy everything from live performances to world-class dining, apparently some gambling. For family-friendly fun, Mystic Seaport and Mystic Aquarium are just a short drive away, offering interactive exhibits and a glimpse into Connecticut's maritime history.
I found a little thing about Deborah.
Oh, yeah?
Who's Debbie? Startled. Once startled an employee by walking through her.
Oh.
Turning the inn's non-believer into a firm believer in the supernatural. Yeah. I think that would do it.
Mm-hmm. That Debbie made me think of Despicable Me when he's talking about his wife Debbie, and he's like, she's like, Debbie, who's Debbie? Your wife. We've already thoroughly covered that, right? Wine lovers can visit the nearby Preston Ridge and Mogul Sierra vineyards for a taste of local wines while soaking in the picturesque countryside, excuse me if I can say it correctly. And for those fascinated by military history, the United States Coast Guard Academy and the Naval Submarine Base are both within easy reach. It said there are room options and pricing at the Captain Grant's Inn. So the Adelaide room has a queen-size canopy bed, TV, private bath. Its price is $219 a night, with ghosts, $220. No, I'm just kidding. Colette room has two beds, queen and a twin, suitable for families. The price is $219 a night. Again, with ghosts is probably extra. Amy's room, I guess. Queen size bed, gas fireplace, TV. The price is $179. Probably not as many ghosts in there. Elizabeth room, same that queen canopy bed. And they love their canopy beds. Whirlpool bath. My gosh, how'd you get that in there, right? $179 with fish sticks. $190. Eleanor room, queen bed, gas fireplace, private bath, $185. So roughly, yeah, like they range from $160 to $180, $190 almost. I don't know what Eleanor's room's got so special, but maybe it's because of the fireplace. Private bath.
I read there's like six working fireplaces in
there's
this
a
place. Ton.
That's what I was just going to say. There's fireplace, private bath, private bath. Grant's Marie room is a 19th century four poster canopy bed, and it's $159. So I don't know. Anyway, you're going to pay, a fair. Oh, there's a couple more. Holly room, a Margaret room. I'm not going to go over there the same. Oh, there's a jetted tub. Watch out. Of course, fireplace, more fireplaces. Oh, there's a wood burning fireplace in Margaret's room. Don't burn yourself, right?
Some of this we've already said, but it has a little bit more information to it. Adelaide, has a room named after her. After her, and has made it a habit to pull the shower curtain off its rod, even after it's glued and nailed on. Guests have awakened to in the middle of the night, see a woman dressed in colonial era clothes, holding hands with two children at the end of the bed. It's three.
Who are these children? Well, right? Well, yeah, we talked about that.
She sometimes plays with the TV, turning it on and off. And she's also been seen at on the inn's main staircase.
Yeah.
Strange knocking, visual, strange shapes. Yeah. It sounds haunted.
It sounds haunted, but they say at least it sounds like it's nothing dark or ominous. And I think that they're talking about the like the owners and the tour guides and stuff. And that's what they said. We don't do dark ghosts here. We don't have anything, you know, ominous or you know, foreboding. It's just, but there are spirits here, and you'll feel it. And it just feels like an old historic place. It's funny, the reviews, there's a lot of them that are 5-star ratings and really good reviews written, but reviews are predominantly positive, with many guests giving 5-star ratings and highlighting the inn's charm, cleanliness, and exceptional service. There are some reviews consistently praising the host and the overall experience, calling it a lovely getaway and a hidden gem. There are some guests, of course, there's always people that say it's overpriced. Let's see, what is it? Noting signs of neglect, such as dust or outdated bathrooms, whatever. But plenty of fireplaces, right? In a Jetta tub. And one mentioned an underwhelming fresh baked snack. I don't know. So people have to complain about it. You can look at reviews on anything, you know. Heaven probably is going to get some bad reviews. You never know. While most guests appreciate the tranquility, a minority found the experience merely adequate. Overall, pros outweigh the cons due to the hospitality, historic ambiance, and excellent breakfast. Strongly recommend by most. So I think that's pretty cool. I would love to go here. I think this looks really neat.
Yeah, it'd be nice to spend a long weekend there.
Mm-hmm. I'm game. I don't know if this is going to be a Mako headquarters. I'm not so sure about that. But I might change my mind if we go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to go there. So we could take a little jaunt over to Connecticut, right?
Mm-hmm. One guest shared a chilling story. Deep into the night during his stay, he felt a icy breath on his neck while peacefully resting. He awoke to see the silhouette of a figure standing at the foot of his bed, an apparition wearing a sailor's cap. To this day, he can't fully explain what he saw, but one thing was clear, he didn't sleep well after that.
I bet not.
I wonder if that is the captain. He finally found the house.
Probably.
Hmm.
Captain Jack? Nope, that's not Captain. That's wrong Captain. Captain Grant?
Gordon.
Gordon. There's all kind of captains probably running around there, right? Yeah, Blackjack. No, probably not so. Okay. Do you have anything else on Captain Jack's Inn?
Unexplained flickering of lights, the sudden drop of temperature around the fireplace, and disembodied voices that echo in the halls are some of the things that people have witnessed.
And we've never heard of any of these haunted locations, right? Like, never. There's no women, there's women in white is what I was going to say. And
one guest had reported waking up to find a silver locket on the dresser, something he claimed wasn't his. After some investigation, they discovered it belonged to a young woman that had stayed at the inn over a century prior.
Oh, wow. That's
cool. The idea of this lost trinket traveling through time sent shivers down my spine.
Shiver me timbers.
It felt like a bridge between lives, a silent connection that transcended the present.
That is cool, though. That's really wild. Weird. Yeah. That's what's funny. So we cover a lot of these places, and we always think, it's going to be status quo. Yeah, it's going to be a little haunted. Yeah, this is going to happen. Yeah, they're going to have apparitions. Yeah, it's going to be orbs, shadow figures, and all these things. But there's always something cool about them, you know? Mm-hmm. This one, every single one of them has its own little... you know, fingerprint, you know, that is like, oh yeah, I've never heard that before. Oh, we haven't seen this before. And, you know, not every place has its own little cemetery that's got people, you know, buried out back. It's just interesting. So, but yeah, I like the whole, you know, the sailor's lore and all the, you know, all that, you know, marine time, you know, kind of thing. So, but,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Again, I can't get the food. Once the food's brought up and something, I just can't get it out of my mind. I mean, now I've got the munch. I've got the late night munchies. Talking about Scooby-Doo, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a fun discussion. How are you going to take us out of this?
I'm feeling fish sticks.
Are you feeling fish sticks? Let's go get some, man.
So that's a wrap.
Fish sticks and bourbon. That's fine. Little, since we got to work tomorrow, probably not a good idea. We'll just stick with fish sticks, right?
You know it.
All right, man. Well, thank you for that discussion. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 231 and our discussion on Captain Grant's Inn. So until next time, we will talk to you later.
See ya.